Pulse Point Radio Theater presents The Philip K. Dick Van Dyke Show. Yes, he's that lovable, wacky head writer for the popular Nicholas Brady television show. We find him returning to his office after a mid-morning dental appointment as his partners Hoppy Harrington and Sylvia Aramchek are busy brainstorming gags.
Hey, gang. Did I miss anything important at the production meeting this morning?
Miss anything? Just the Titanic and the Hindenburg colliding. Brady and old Bubblehead, our beloved producer Leo Bolero, got into a scrap about that electric sheep sketch.
Yeah, Leo kept wanting to call the androids replicants. Can you believe it? So, Phil, what did the dentist say?
He wants my wisdom teeth pulled.
He wants your wisdom? Tell him an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That's wisdom to cut your eye teeth on.
I don't want to go through with it. Something about sodium pentothal makes me nervous. I'm still numb from the Novocaine this morning.
Yeah, well, you don't look so hot either. Are you still staying up and writing all night long?
I can't help it, Syl. I'm getting enough comedy material to last Nicholas until the Dies Irae.
Deli card here, with your order. Here's the smoked mackerel sandwich you ordered, sir. It's already been paid for.
But I didn't order any.
It's all paid for. Don't look a gift fish in the mouth.
Holy mackerel! A whole fish on a Kaiser roll. Somebody up there likes you, Phil.
The sight of that thing makes me dizzy.
Phil, are you all right?
Actually, no. You guys think you can get along without me today?
Sure, but it won't be the same without you.
Hey, are you saying we can't write anything funny without him?
Who said anything about writing? He's our third hand for gin rummy.
So long, gang.
Hoppy, look! He left his notebook behind. Now's our chance!
Ooh, just wait until Brady sees this. Let's see. A comedy writer returns home questioning his true identity. A wife wants him to feed goldfish.
Oh, Millie, I'm so worried about Phil. He's been paranoid ever since somebody broke into our house and blew up his file cabinet full of comedy sketches. Oh, Millie, Phil's just come home early. I'll talk to you later.
Hello, Laura. I'm home. Did we get the homeopape yet? Doggone it, Tessa. Why'd you have to put that ottoman there? I nearly broke my neck.
Phil, it's all right where it always is at the beginning of every show. And why did you call me Tessa?
I don't know. I just haven't been myself all day. First there's that big fish sandwich I never ordered, and then I keep imagining I'm leading this whole other life where instead of being a successful comedy writer, I'm a starving science fiction writer. I am a successful comedy writer, aren't I?
Oh, Phil, darling, the goldfish need feeding. Will you please do that for me?
Sure, Tess. Oh, darn it, I mean Laura. Let's see, the goldfish food is up here on the bookshelf right next to Kafka, Kierkegaard, and Lester Del Rey. Boy, you fish sure have it lucky. All you do is swim and eat, swim and eat. Holy smokes, this fish food. It's a box of pink beans. What's going on here?
Well, quiet down and listen, and I'll try to explain. You see?
Wait a minute, this fish is talking. Laura!
Shh! Be quiet a minute. You don't want them to hear.
Them? Who? Here?
The Federal Bureau of Comedy and Morality.
Phil, did I hear you talking?
Voom, voom, voom. Hope you don't mind if I let myself in, big brother. It's just me, Jerry K. Dick Van Dyke, and I... Hey, am I interrupting something?
It's this goldfish. I sort of, well... Well, I thought I heard it talk.
Oh, you did. Which one?
Well, that one, I think. What are you doing, Jerry?
I'm speaking with the goldfish. He says you must prepare for a strange, revelatory experience.
He does?
Voom, voom, voom!
You really had me going there for a second, Jer.
Well, hello, Jerry. What a surprise. I knew I heard Phil talking to someone. What brings you to New Seychelles?
My personal transport vehicle. And a great new act I want you both to see. Let me get my case.
Another banjo act?
No.
Not that goofy pelican puppet again.
Are you kidding? Look at this. You're gonna love this.
It's a couple of dolls.
Couple of dolls? Guys, I want you to meet Perky Pat. And this is her boyfriend, Walt. I've got all their accessories. See, Pat and Walt drive to her conapt in this red sports car.
And I suppose this car talks.
Phil, this is my big chance. You gotta get me on the Nicholas Brady Show.
I think they're cute.
Well, I don't know, Jer. Still, who would have thought Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy would go over so big on the radio? Let me sleep on it, okay?
Sure, big brother. And look, for being such a pal in advance, I thought you might like to try a stick of this new gum I picked up. It's called Choosy Gum. Catch!
Gee, thanks.
So long, Phil. Tessa?
That's strange. Now, why did he call me?
I'm bushed. I bet I fall asleep the minute my head hits the pillow on our separate twin beds.
I'll get your pajamas.
Choosy Gum. What next? Jeez, I can't sleep. Oh, what's that on my bed? It's a bean. It's one of those pink beans. Well, now that I'm up, I might as well see what's on TV.
The Howl of the Wolf movie.
Hey, I recognize this movie. The Pink Motel, one of my favorites as a kid. There's Ferris F. Fremont. What a ham. Looked so young before he got into politics.
Because I never lie.
Wow. That's what I call a pink motel. Must be something wrong with the color controls. I could have sworn this was a black and white movie.
We'll return to The Pink Motel after this word from our sponsor, Choosy Gum.
Friend, in this counterclock world, where the penultimate truth makes you flow your tears, and your eye in the sky looks through a scanner darkly for any signs of vast active intelligence, isn't it good to know that Choosy Gum is there to lift your spirits in the good old way? Yes, when your time out of joint causes you to jape, just pop open a Choosy and chew, chew, chew. By Vulcan's hammer, they're good.
Saying this Choosy Gum Jerry gave me tastes pretty good. And I feel pretty good. I think I'll go out for a little walk. Just need my coat from the front closet here. Pink beans! Millions of them!
Oh, Phil, what happened? I heard you cry out.
A pink bean just hit me in the third eye. I can't see. I can't see. Wait, I can see. But it's like the paintings of Kandinsky in Day-Glow paint. It's like a third generation videotape of computer animated Paul Klee. It's like some aimless collision of Salvador Dali and a Felix the Cat cartoon sped up unbelievably. It's like watching Fantasia, but the film flies off the projector and tangles up in front of the lens. It's like a million Jack Kirby comics run through a paper shredder and reassembled out of sequence to a saxophone solo by Wardell Gray on the inside of a rapidly spinning globe.
Yes, Millie, and he hasn't stopped writing since that night, and he keeps writing them down. Uh-oh, gotta go. Here comes Phil.
I gotta take a break. Tessa, Laura.
Here, Phil, I went out and bought you some lunch.
Not High Castle hamburgers again.
Phil, could you please explain just what it is that's happening to you?
I think I've finally figured it out, Laura. See, I'm getting all this information from this orbiting little city in space that's pouring knowledge and ideas into my head like beans into a piece of pottery.
I see, darling. Why don't you relax and watch a little TV?
Sure.
Oh, look, Nicholas Brady is on the Horse Lover Fat Show.
Is it true you plan to revamp the format of your program, Nicholas?
Absolutely, Horse Lover. We've got this new act with these dolls named Perky Pat and her boyfriend, Walt. It'll knock your tam-o-shanter off.
Which brings us to that dress you're wearing.
That's no dress. That's my kilt.
Whatever you call it, it has been alleged that you've gone head over heels for a secret lodge called the Scottish Rhyme Temple.
Scottish Rhyme? Hey, look, I may be a great writer, but I'm no match for Robert Burns. I mean, close, but no cigar.
All his comeback lines are from a comedy skit I'm working on set in Scotland. But I've never shown it to anyone. How could he have...
Well, what I want to know is why they only show the back of Brady's head.
Well, now, what's all this about your head writer, Philip K. Dick Van Dyke? What's this rumor that he's being fed new comedy material from Palsy Walsy, or whatever these strange entities from space claim to call themselves?
Look, just because he fell asleep for 40 days and 40 nights and woke up speaking Swahili and spouting philosophy doesn't make him some kind of nut. Hey, it's his taste in suits that drives me crazy.
We interrupt this Terran dissemination as we go live from the Pink House in Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United Ottoman Republic.
My fellow Ottoman, Otto women, Otto fathers, and Otto mothers, I come before you tonight to tell you that everything you know is wrong.
I have personally uncovered a conspiracy within the television sitcom broadcast networks. A conspiracy to undermine our national illusion of normalcy with secret comedy material supplied to writers and artists by irrational entities.
Disembodied voices from ancient radio broadcasts and misguided Cuban mystics. A conspiracy aimed at the very heart of our will, our status quo. As a result, it's been incumbent on your president to take strict measures to quell the conspiracy,
to take a nip-it-in-the-butt attitude as I take courage also. Under state of martial law, I have placed the following sitcoms under arrest. The Nicholas Brady Show, The Andy Griffith Show, Green Acres, The Addams Family, Carfield.
I can't believe this is happening. I can't. My head spinning round and round like the hands of a deadly radium clock.
Ah! Hey, Phil. Hey, Phil, wake up.
Hoppy. Sylvia. I'm back in the office. Whoa.
Hey, in your condition, you weren't driving nowhere.
And I've been on the couch here all this time?
Yeah, and boy, do you ever talk in your sleep?
We've been writing down everything you've been mumbling.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It'll go great in the new sketch Brady wanted me to write.
You know, Phil, the one about the man whose teeth were all exactly alike?
Deli cart here with your order. Now, which one of you wanted the pike sandwich with a side order of pink bean salad?
Pike sandwich, pink bean salad. Aha! That would be mine, thanks. Corned beef sandwich for Hoppy.
Thanks.
And walnut salad for Sylvia. Thanks, miss. You've made my day more than you know, or perhaps you do know. Okay, guys, eat up and let's get this road on the show. We've got a lot of writing to do.
This was only the beginning.